CSRD, EU Taxonomy. The EU Taxonomy is a set of rules developed by the European Union as part of the Action Plan for Financing Sustainable Growth. Its purpose is to establish uniform criteria and standards for sustainable investments, thereby promoting the transition to a climate-neutral and sustainable economy. With the CSRD coming new standards are dedicated also to the information contained in the Taxonomy Ordinance. Both legal standards are interlinked. In future, anyone preparing a sustainability report in accordance with the CSRD will also have to integrate the information required by the taxonomy regulation. For many of the companies reporting for the first time, this will be a major challenge. Finally, the taxonomy regulation is an in-depth, detailed recording and evaluation of a company's business processes, and will play a key role in reorienting capital flows towards sustainable investments. It therefore represents an important step towards achieving the overarching goal of a climate-neutral EU by 2050. EU Taxonomy Objectives. The EU Taxonomy is intended to create uniform criteria for sustainable investments in order to prevent greenwashing and strengthen investor confidence in sustainable financial products. It defines which economic activities are considered environmentally sound and thus contribute to the achievement of climate and environmental goals. Avoid market fragmentation by creating a single point of reference for investors, companies, and member states by defining environmental sustainability for investment purposes. Mandatory disclosure of taxonomy-relevant sales and investments by financial market players and large companies. The EU taxonomy defines six environmental objectives that an economic activity must meet to be considered sustainable. Climate protection. Adaptation to climate change. Sustainable use of water and marine resources. Transition to a circular economy. Pollution prevention. Protection and restoration of biodiversity and ecosystems. The regulation contains technical screening criteria that determine which specific requirements an economic activity must meet in order to be considered sustainable. These criteria are based on scientific findings and are updated regularly. They include, for example, emission limits, efficiency standards, or the use of sustainable materials. Companies that fall under the EU taxonomy are required to report on the sustainability of their activities. They must disclose the extent to which their investments comply with the criteria of the EU taxonomy and how they contribute to achieving the sustainability goals. This is intended to create transparency and avoid greenwashing. The EU taxonomy applies to various financial products, including investment funds, insurance products, pension funds, and asset managers. It also affects companies operating on the European capital markets. The aim is to create a uniform framework for sustainable investments in the EU. Since January 1, 2022, large listed companies must fulfill their reporting obligations in accordance with the taxonomy. From 2023, certain financial products must also meet the criteria of the EU taxonomy in order to be marketed as sustainable. The timetable provides for further gradual adjustments and extensions. The EU taxonomy is an important tool for promoting the transition to a sustainable economy and achieving the EU's goal of becoming climate neutral by 2050. It creates a uniform framework for sustainable investments and enables investors to direct their funds specifically into environmentally sound projects. By setting uniform standards and making reporting requirements transparent, the EU taxonomy helps prevent greenwashing and strengthens confidence in sustainable financial products.